Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Dan from local band Kindred Thound. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hello.
Let's get the ball rolling, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Right, so you've been in the studio a few times before.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of times I've come.
This is like the third or fourth visit?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Because you originally released an EP called Bones.
Yeah, that's coming up to about a year ago now.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Because I remember being at the music video for that. That was a great night, that was.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah, it was really good fun. It was really good fun. We didn't, unfortunately, we couldn't really get anything sort of worthwhile, sort of like putting out. But it was a great night to sort of just get people along and sort of, you know,
bit
of promo and stuff like that.
Because you filmed a music video that night as well,
didn't you?
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
Right, okay then. So what else have you been up to since we've been in the studio last?
Well, since the last studio, the last single was released, we've, apart from sort of a few duo gigs that I've done with Dave here and there around the island, we had our first full two-hour gig as a band down at Bar 74, or Foo Bar as it is now.
Yeah.
That was really good fun and a nice experience to sort of know that we could, because we played all our own stuff that night as well. So to do 2 hours of original material.
So no covers, just this and is us like, as a band, 2 hours, here we go.
And it was great fun, really great fun. And then nice sort of like barometer test in the sense, sort of know where we are and where, you know.
Yeah, gauge the depth in the water,
exactly,
as it were.
So that was good fun. We supported Tom Kilner at Strings. Is a guitarist from Sheffield.
Oh, right.
Sort of a bluesy southern rock guitarist. Very nice guy. It was a Wednesday night as well. It's a great turnout up at Strings, actually. They're doing some great stuff there as well.
Cracking venue. It's nice to see that we've actually got some venues that are prepared to support the local music that we've got.
Yeah.
And as you know, there's some fantastic bands and musicians out there.
Definitely, yeah. So, I mean, other than that, we also did... we did Rock for Good at Coburg's not too long back.
That's a charity event,
isn't it? Yes, it's a charity event down there. So we played like a 50-minute set before sort of darting down the road and doing a duo gig down the road. So that was a good
double dipping,
good fun,
it,
yeah.
I love dirty gigs like that. It's crazy. It's like, I'd love to stay, but I've got to go and do another one. It's like, what? Yeah, two in one night, man. Honestly, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, you're just absolutely knackered. It's like, why did I sign up for that?
You coming back out again? No, I don't think so, man.
No. I can't do three in. No, I've got another one tomorrow night. Do you know what I mean? It's like, come down to that instead.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it's been very busy. And obviously, wrapping up recording on this single as well. So, which is,
which we're going to be playing in a minute.
Yes,
I know. So we are going to be playing your new single in a minute, One Night in Nashville.
Yeah.
So when you were writing that track, what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, it came about from a conversation I'd had with Damien Poole at the Anchor.
Oh, right, yeah, lovely bloke.
At the end of the a Black Cat blues jam over there. And we were just talking about one of my trips, because when I went over to America, I did like a whistle tops... whistle stop tour of the southern states the first time.
Oh, wow.
So going through Tennessee, I did like Memphis up to Nashville and down into, I then went down into Alabama afterwards. But it was only for one night. So I just pretty much just quit since like one night in Nashville is not enough.
Mm.
So then Damien and I both sort of like looked at each other and just went, there's a song there. And I said, and he goes, if you don't write it, I will. So I cheated and I text Dave and I said, one night in Nashville is not enough. There's a song. And the next day he'd have the whole thing pretty much written. So, and then we just took it to the band and
the track is literally based on like...
Pretty much. I mean,
loosely based on a real life experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think I met any women out there.
That's a different radio show.
That's a different
radio show. We'll leave that for later on. Right, so the Bones EP, going back to music and stuff, can you still buy copies of Bones?
Yep, we still have CDs of that actually available, which you can get straight from us. You can buy it on our website as well still, which is kindredfoundmusic.com. And then, you can buy it straight from us as well. And there's also... Bandcamp as well, a website called Bandcamp.
Right, okay.
They also sell the EPs. They also got Shudder up there as well, our last single. for sale as well, so you can still go, you can get stuff from there. So as well for us.
Okay, we've kind of touched on this, but we're gonna recap.
Yeah.
Do you have a website and do you have social medias?
Yes. Our website is kindredfoundmusic.com, and then we're also on Facebook, Instagram.
So all the major
you can
type
find
in
Kindred Found
into the social media sites and in the search engine, and you can find it. And there's links to the music backwards and forwards and bits and pieces like that as well.
Yeah.
Okay then. So what have you got in the pipeline then? Because you've said that you've been very busy since you've been in the studio.
Yeah.
What have you got next coming up?
Well, we want to get the rest of the. We have got an album planned, so it's getting the
rest.
Is
that an inside scoop?
There's five songs already sort of like this is our fifth song, so the six songs already sort of like pre-recorded, but we've now got to go in and sort of finish up and
tweak a little bit here,
get
them
all
there.
Ready to sort of go, but we're looking around about sort of start of next year for that. We're going to see how it goes, hopefully have some sort of like big launch party or something like that. It all ties up nicely.
Things like that do take a long time to sort out.
Yeah.
And you've also got to like pay for your studio time, find a studio that's capable of doing it and everything else.
Yep.
There's so many different layers to being in a band that a lot of people don't necessarily realise. Especially if you're doing it yourself.
Yeah.
If you've got a sponsorship or a backing from a record label and you've got lots of money, things are like, well, your studio's booked on this time.
Yeah.
Here's your private plane so you can fly to the... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when you're doing it yourself, it's like, right, I've actually got to sit down with my bandmates and we've got to work this out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's... Yeah. People sometimes just completely ignore that and they just see what they see on like
Spotify or Amazon or whatever, exactly, they or just the TV
they see the end finished polished product and
well,
it's like
that's easy.
It's like, no, that's not how music works, mate.
No,
see what I mean?
No.
So you've got an album in the works, yeah?
The album's in the works, yeah.
What about gigs? Are you gigs in the work?
We've got Isle of Wight Festival at the end of the month.
Ooh.
Which is really nice. We're playing the Cashmere Cafe.
When are you playing the Cashmere
Cafe? The Cashmere on Saturday.
Have you got a time, roughly?
Half past three-ish,
So Sunday afternoon, about 3 o'clock-ish?
Saturday afternoon.
Oh, Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
There's too many S's in there.
I know. Ends in a Y.
Yeah. But you're going to be at the Isle of Wight Festival.
We'll be at the Isle of Wight Festival. And you know, sort of going back on sort of like, you know, things that you need to prepare for as well. It's like we've got a bit of merchandise with us, but we want to sell that weekend. And being a cashless cashless festival, we then had to sort of invest in our own card reader as well. So there's always little bits that I think just fly over people's heads sometimes. And then you're just going, no, we've got to think of that as well. So,
and then,
I mean, it's great fun. I'm not trying to rip on it or anything.
Oh, no,
like that.
No.
When you do these kind of things, it's like, ah, cool. We're a bit more professional now.
You know, it's like, who's got the card reader? It's like, I thought you had it. No, you've got it. Oh, it's in the van. Oh, no. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's going to be one of those.
It happens to us all, though. Do you know what I mean? It happens to us all. Now, I think that's all part and partial of the magic of being in a band, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's crack on with some more questions, shall we?
Sure, go for it.
Right, okay, we're going to sum up. So if people want to buy your music, where can you purchase your music from?
You can purchase our music from the direct from our website, which is kindredfoundmusic.com.
So is that, before you answer the rest of the question, is that digital copies or is that physical copies as well, or the option of both?
It's just digital right now. We need to... We're still trying to sort of like work our way around sort of being able to sort of ship stuff out. It would be nice to. But we do have physical copies of Bones, the Bones EP.
So if people come to one of the shows, they can buy a physical copy. Because obviously some people like the digital side of stuff.
Of course.
And some people, I mean, myself, I can't speak for everyone, but it's like, oh, can I buy your record? And when I mean, like, I want to buy your record, I was like, I want to hold something in my hand.
Definitely, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm still very much on that. That's my thing as well. I've still got a CD player at home, hi-fi at home. I still want to sort of go home and sort of, you know, play something loud and feel it.
Yeah.
Rather than sort of like, you know.
I think there's something that, continuing on from that, I think there's something that is lost in a digital format. It's not quite the same.
Mm, definitely.
You know, there's something about putting on an old record on your record player and getting the notches and the grooves and the static. Yeah. You just cannot replicate that.
No.
Something magical about it.
No.
But anyway, as you were saying, you can buy physical copies from the gigs.
Yeah, come along to our gigs.
And the the digital copies you can buy via your website.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else do you have in the pipeline?
So we've got the Yellow White Festival coming up at the end of the end of this month.
That's
Saturday afternoon, 3:30
in the Kashmir Cafe.
Kashmir Cafe. Yes.
Lovely little stage that is, man.
It's brilliant. Brilliant.
Very, very friendly.
So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And it's a little bit different for me this time as well, because normally I'm playing bass for other bands. So and all of a sudden it's like, I'm playing guitar on this one.
You've switched to guitar and... Yeah,
so it's going to be, it's going to be a very good, a very exciting experience for us.
Well, I wish you all the best for the Kashmir Cafe. Right, so here we go. You know the rules now. Here's the curveball question. What's your favourite biscuit?
Oh, it used to be custard creams. I think I could still say custard creams. Yeah, but go with custard creams.
Custard creams?
Any
particular reason why?
I don't know. They're just easy. Bourbons. A nice bourbon every now and again.
See, that's what I was going to say. Bourbon, man.
Yeah.
Custard creams dunking in tea is amazing.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
It's just one of those. They're not too sweet, but they are dunkable, providing you keep your eye on them, because obviously they go a bit soggy. And then
they're not quite the scuba divers, hobnobs. But.
Yeah, you suck up a cup of tea, like a whole mug with a hobnob. It's like, or and they don't break if, you know, it's like, get me a spoon. Do you know what I mean? Trying to fish out biscuits. Yeah. You're like, oh, no, one, I don't want that cup of tea now, man. It's got biscuit in it. So you're going to go for a bourbon or a custard cream?
I reckon bourbon and custard creams, yeah.
Nice choice, nice choice. And I'm pretty sure that some of our listeners would agree with you as well. Right, anyway, so thank you very much for coming into the show, Dan. It's been amazing chat with you once again.
Thank you very much for having me.
All the best for the gigs across the summer.
Brilliant.
I can't wait for the album to come out as well. Mm. When you've got more stuff worked out on that, please come back in the studio and have another chat, and we'll play some more tunes. Or you can perhaps do a couple of songs live or something.
Could be
bringing a guitar down and a harmonica or something. Like a live lounge kind of session, man.
It sounds like a good idea to me.
We've done it before. We can do it again.
It sounds like a great idea.
Anyway, thank you very much once again, mate.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Ventures Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Ventures Radio, ventusradio.com.